First of all, a big thank you to Rabbi Jacobson for organising all the shirim, the morning shirim, the evening shirim. Big shkoyach. Now, apparently in Bnei Brak at the moment, they have a mice or a rat problem. I'm not sure exactly what the matzias is. I'm going to assume this is a matzias, whether it is or isn't. It doesn't make a difference. It's an opportunity to speak about a certain topic. Assuming the matzias is the following. That there are mice there, but they don't run around during the day. They're only around at night. Therefore, it makes sleeping at night, basically, at least if you're on the ground floor, not possible. You can't sleep in the sukkah. Okay, so again, you can eat in the sukkah during the day, maybe even eat there at night, I'm not sure, but at least you can't sleep there. So you've got a sukkah which is it's fitting for sleep, for eating, but it's not fitting for sleeping. What's the status of such a sukkah? So we know that there's a big clan in sukkah, which is hamistar pasam in a sukkah. If someone is distressed from sitting in the sukkah, meaning the sukkah itself causes him some kind of star, to the extent that if he was in his house, if he had that same degree of star, he would leave his house. The sun is shining so strongly on him, and he can't take it inside, or he's got some kind of insect. What? Infestation, thank you. Yeah, and he can't eat there. Then there's a rule. It's now part of the sukkah. He's not the chayav to eat there. He can eat in his house. Okay. So the chayav should say the same thing over here. Say that he can eat in the sukkah. Very nice. Sleeping, he's part of it's now part of the sukkah. But it's a bit more than that. Why? Because there's a Mordechai. The Mordechai says that any a sukkah, which doesn't fulfill all the roles of a sukkah, meaning you can't eat there, sleep there, do all the things that you're meant to be able to do in a sukkah. If it's not doing that, the sukkah's no good. The person's not yotzi, it's chiyuv, and it's not good. It's not good. That's not a good sukkah. Okay. I'm not going to get too involved in this today. What exactly is pshat in this Mordechai. The pshat is that it's not a sukkah. It's not a good sukkah. Yeah, a sukkah which can't fulfill all the needs of a sukkah, all the dirim of a sukkah, the main needs, achila, shtiya, and shena, that is not a sukkah. Yeah, it's a stool in the gufa sukkah. The sukkah is part of sukkah. So Rav Eli Baruch Feitin Kola, some others also, they choker whether pshat is that it's actually part of the sukkah, or maybe it's a chesaron in your dirim. A place which can't facilitate all types of viewing, when you live there, when you eat there, let's say, but you can't sleep there, that's not called living in a sukkah. What do you mean? Yeah, okay, right, very good, right. Yeah. Okay, that's not called living in a sukkah. Okay, the pashtus, at least the Rosh and the Mordechai, it says it's not a sukkah. Many of our frame also say use a Rosh and it's pashtul, it's not a sukkah. So I'm just, for the purpose of this year, I'm just going to go with that keyword, that it's not a sukkah. Okay, but as Dr. Friedan pointed out, very important point, that the Mordechai stresses that this kiddush, that the rule of a mitzvah pasam in a sukkah is if you had a great sukkah, the sukkah was all up and running, and then suddenly something happened in sukkahs, which you not necessarily expecting it. Something happened. You got these insects came in, or I don't know the whatever the case is, and you now can't use your sukkah for a certain purpose. Then we say mitzvah pasam in a sukkah. But if from the outset you made your sukkah in this way, which is not roy for all the shemushim of a sukkah. Yeah, then the sukkah is possible. So the difference seems to be, again, I saw some of our friends speak this out, that a person has to make a sukkah. Once you've got a sukkah, it's got a shame sukkah, then it's much harder to possible. You can't possible a sukkah. But if from the outset that sukkah wasn't a good sukkah, it never got the shame sukkah, then it became a sukkah, that's not a good sukkah, and that you can't use that sukkah for sukkah, so it won't help you. That's not a good sukkah. Okay. So that's the Mordechai is brought the halacha, the Ramah pastens like that. Okay. So lechoya, we should say that the sukkah in Bnei Brak, you got a sukkah on the street, it's no good. You can't sleep there at night. It's not a good sukkah. Yeah, and even eating there during the day wouldn't help you. That's not called a sukkah. You're going inside. You're not sitting in a sukkah. That's what lechoya should come out. Why? Because of the rat. Yeah. Yeah, okay, very, very good. The Truma Sedeshan brings a raya from... Okay, hang on. Okay. Just one other pras is how do you work out that it's not fitting for sleeping? What's the moide? Okay, so the Shartim brings from Prima Gadim and Na Shalom that they seem to hold that each person to himself, if for this particular person it's not roy for sleeping, let's say, that took his puzzle. At least for him, that's a puzzle took him. Okay, the Shartim himself is toilet brings the Ryan from the Ran, says that's not true. It's toilet on at least the general world. If people in general will sleep there or won't sleep there, it doesn't matter what this individual person would do. Even if he wouldn't sleep there, but generally people would sleep there, that's called a good sukkah. Yeah, someone would say that, could be. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Voila? What do you mean on my food? Right. So yeah, right, very good, yeah. So in such a case, right, yeah, so the sukkah is a good sukkah, but because he's Messiah, he would be passing the sukkah. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says that he argues, the Mordechai argues, the Ramah says not true. The Mitzvah of Pasim in a Sukkah is only a din in your sitting and you're living in a Sukkah. It doesn't affect the structure of a Sukkah. The structure of a Sukkah, as long as you meet the requirements of Chazal, of the Torah, yeah, it's Zayin by Zayin, it's the height of 10 Tfachim. Yeah, that's called a good sukkah. It can't make inroads, the sin of being the tzav pasul in a sukkah, that can't make inroads into the actual group, the structure of the sukkah. It can't pasul a sukkah. All it can do is give you a pasul. Yeah? Mitzav pasul in a sukkah. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sarah Tzion says that a person should be very careful to follow the Ramah, the Mordechai. Yeah, not like the Chacham Tzvi. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Pashat Omar, that a sukkah, which is not roy for all different types of shemushim on sukkah, that's not called a sukkah, and you have to go get yourself another sukkah. Okay. But Achronim, the Beis HaLevi, the Chazanish, Avnei Nezem, they bring a raya for the Mordechai, for the Ramah, from a Ramban. The Ramban says that he's in the shit of the Rif. Ramban says, as Rabbi Ali just pointed out, that the minimum shear of a sukkah is 7 tfachim, 7 by 7. Where does that come from? So it says, because you need a rosh of a ruboy and shulchan. Okay, and that, as I work out, is 7 tfachim. Okay. What's the idea behind the idea behind that? Says the Ramban, because a person needs a table inside his sukkah. If not, it's not roy to live in. That's not a machan that you can really live in. Normal way to eat is with a table. If you don't have a table inside your sukkah, that's not a machan that's roy to live in. So the chisaron is, it's not roy for your living, and therefore you won't be yotzi anything. That's not called a sukkah. A sukkah has to be able to fulfill and to accommodate all your living. Yeah, don't say that. I'll say that's where you're sitting. Right, you're sitting on a chair, presumably, and there's a table next to you. Okay. Yeah. So, although the chayra, you could argue on this raya of the chayra. I think I heard this from Rasha really, which is the case of the Ramban is the actual structure of the sukkah. Yeah, he's saying that there's a certain size that sukkah has to have. Why? Because it has to facilitate all your living. If it's too small, if there's no room for a table, that sukkah is too small. The structure of the sukkah is too small. Okay, it's the gufa sukkah. The actual sukkah itself is too small. The Mordechai said a bigger chiddush. In the case of the Mordechai, the sukkah was a great sukkah. If you were to put that sukkah somewhere else, if you put it in a different place, the sukkah would be good. The structure of the sukkah is a good sukkah. There's external things which are stopping you from living in the sukkah puppy. There's ganavim around, or there's a very strong wind. There's external things. The Mordechai is talking about a case where even external things are preventing you from being able to sleep in the sukkah. Even such things can pass on the sukkah. So again, the Ramban doesn't quite go that far. The Ramban is saying that if there's a chisaron in the structure of the sukkah, the actual sukkah itself, that you can't use it for all different shemushim, then that's a pasul sukkah. The Mordechai goes a step further. Even though the sukkah itself is a good sukkah, if you were to pick up that sukkah and put it in a different place, it would be a good sukkah. But the fact that it's in a place where Ganavim might come and you're scared of the Ganavim, you can't sleep that night. Even though you can use it in the day, but you're scared to sleep that night, but you can't sleep that night, that passes the sukkah. Okay? It's an extra step. Yeah? The Ramban is not as mechudish as the Mordechai, but the Maaseh, you still do, at least you see, not like the Chacham see. You see that, even according to Ramban, that if a sukkah is not, doesn't facilitate all you're living, that can pass the sukkah. Okay, so again, we're saying there are pasuks like this. Mordechai, that if a sukkah is not, if a person's scared to sleep in a sukkah at night because of Ganavim, that's a pasul sukkah. The problem with the Ramah is, which the Acholim point out, is that in the earlier, in Tafresh Lamatez, the Ramah is quoting Mordechai also, that it's come to justify why is it that people do not sleep in a sukkah. The minhag seems to have been that people don't sleep in a sukkah. So why don't they sleep in a sukkah? Says the Ramah, quoting Mordechai, because it's too cold. People lived in Europe. Yeah, it was too cold to sleep in a sukkah. So you can't sleep in a sukkah. That's why they pass them. It's not passing a sukkah. But wait a second. What's going on over here? If the sukkah is not void for sleeping, that's a possible sukkah. The Marjah told us that if you're scared to sleep that night because of the Ganavim, that's a possible sukkah. Yeah? So if you can't sleep that night because it's too cold, that means your sukkah is not void for all shimushim. Fine, you can eat that, but you can't sleep there. So it should be a possible sukkah. How do the two go hand in hand? How is it on the one hand, the Ramah is telling us that, as the Mordechai himself, that if you're scared to sleep there at night, it's not a good sukkah. But yet, at the same time, if it's too cold, it doesn't pass the sukkah. You just pass it from night, but you have to eat there, and in the day, you have to do your whatever you need to do in the sukkah. So how do the two go hand in hand? So the I'm going to give two basic answers. One is the Maftan Shekhar says a sukkah which is where it's very cold at night, it's still right to sleep there. How so? Of course, you can bring blankets, you can cover yourself, you're dressed up warmly, and you can sleep there. So even though for poor you don't do it, maybe you don't even have the clothes there, but the Maaseh, because it's shy to do such a thing, it's shy. That's called it's still roy for shena, it's still roy for sleeping, and therefore it's not a possible sukkah. Okay, but the question on that is, wait a second, let's say the same thing by the Ganavim. So what you can do, you can go get a few armed guards. They'll be around this sukkah, and they'll you'll be able to sleep in the sukkah. Yeah, that's also roy for sleeping there. Yeah, you'll get your army or whatever it is, and they'll protect you, and that will be it's also roy for sleeping. So what's exactly the difference? So I didn't see any curriculum on this. I'll tell you one now. One answer is basically that the case where we're the sukkah is possible because of the Ganavim is where you're scared. There's basically so many Ganavim coming. It's you get an army of Ganavim coming that you can't protect them. No matter how many armed guards you put around, it's not going to help you. Okay, but that will come out a big mass coming. If a person's living in, let's say, in South Africa, where if you have a sukkah outside over there, and I wouldn't be sleeping inside a sukkah. Yeah. But there, I don't think you're going to get these massive groups. So if you're able to hire, I don't know, 10 guards, then that sukkah would be okay. Okay. Perhaps there's a different shot. Perhaps the difference is the following: that okay, at least if you don't live in South Africa, anyway, it's normal to live in a sukkah. Sorry, sleeping with blankets is a normal thing. Yeah, that's how you sleep. Fine, one blanket, two blankets, three, four. That's a normal way to sleep. That is called how you live. That's how you sleep. Ashenken, people don't live with guards around the house. That's not a normal way to. That's not a normal way to live. Maybe that doesn't qualify to be roy for sleeping. If the only way a non-natural, a non-normal way of getting out of trouble, of getting out of your being scared is the only way you can do it is through hiring guards, which is not a normal thing. Maybe that's not called roy. That's not called roy. Ashenken, having blankets is roy. That's a normal thing to do. Therefore, that's called roy for shena. Huh? Yeah, definitely. They don't have blankets, that's it. Or it's a tirsa for them to bring the blankets. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's one answer how to resolve the two remarks. Yeah. But on the one hand, we're saying that if a person's too scared to sleep in the sukkah, then the sukkah is if he's too scared to see because of the ganavim, then the sukkah is possible. Masha'inken, if a person is too cold to see there, then he's pata, he's mitzvah pata from sukkah, but the sukkah is still a good sukkah. Another answer that the Prima Ganim says words is by the cold, it's eshta, it's impossible otherwise. Okay, it doesn't explain much more than that. Okay, now the Avnei Nezer and Avnei Shulchan both say a similar pshat to explain him, which is like this. They say a person lives in the machayev of sukkah is to make a sukkah that's really for all your transmission. That's what you have to do. Okay? Now, if a person, let's say a person lives in a very, very cold country, very, very, very cold, and even if he made his house, he'd still be very, very cold in his house. Okay? Yeah, it'd be freezing cold in his house. Yeah? What would he do? He would not make a house at all. He'd make the house as best as he could. He'd at least make it that he could eat there, he could drink there, he could do various things there. Okay, he's going to have a hard time sleeping there. But he'll do his best because he doesn't have a choice about it. Yeah? So that's the mitzvah of Teishu Kain to do it. The fact that, just like if you were to make your house if the conditions were such that you couldn't make a house to meet all of your requirements, so to your sukkah, you have to do what you can. So if you live in a very cold country, even though you can't make your sukkah roy for sleeping, doesn't matter. You have to do what you can. You have to at least make it roy for sleep, for eating and drinking. And therefore that's enough. That's what he means. Masha enke megnavim. The garden are only on the ground. There you can build it behind by walls. There's other places to do it. This place is not a place where it's impossible to make a sukkah which is shamal from ganavim. Therefore, you wouldn't have that same sukkah. Yeah. What? So they're still mitzvah pasul min sukkah. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, we're saying mitzvah pasul. They're still a tour of mitzvah pasul. Yeah, you can go into your house. Yeah, you can still go. As in, if this was. If there is an alternative, you would still go into the alternative. But you have, why?
Because that is
wait.
He's made himself a shack.
Right.
It's not
also
a house.
No,
I'm
not. Okay, so those are potential two tzuritim, how we can avoid the stir in the Ramah. Yeah, that on the one hand he says if it's not roy for ganavim, you can't sleep at night because of the ganavim. Yeah, there we said it's not a sutta. I should ain't by sleeping was too cold. There is a sukkah, you've got to start passing a sukkah, either because when it's too cold, it is roy, right? Because you can bring lots of blankets in, or because it's impossible. There's no choice there. And we explain that to mean that because even if you you do what you can, yeah, that is the machayev of teishu kain to do. Okay. Now going back to this to our case of sukkah in Bnei Brak. Okay, so we said the pasha should be it's not a good sukkah. You have a sukkah on the ground there, it's not a good sukkah. Okay. Now, what about if you live in Arab Shamas, you happen to be in Bnei Brak, and you want a slice of pizza, okay? And there's a pizza shop, it's got assuming the rest of the sukkah is made in a cutaway, it's got a sukkah there. And you want to eat the slice of pizza. So, according to what we just said, the chore should be no good, yeah? It's not roy for sleeping. The rats are going to be coming at night. People in general won't sleep then. So, it wouldn't help you. Right? No, it's not an esha, because you can be on a high floor. It's like the ganavim. It tastes like the ganavim. Okay. So, that's like the ganavim. It's not the ganavim. Ganavim, you can be inside. You can be behind walls. You can be higher up. So in this place, you wouldn't choose to buy, or make your house in such a place. You have an alternative which will save you from this. So that you'll do it there. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So there's another potential problem with the Ramah. Again, the Ramah says that if a person is in a place where he's built a sukkah in a place where there are things that are stopping him from eating or sleeping, there's winds, whatever the case is, that's a possible sukkah. Okay? The Noita Kalim points out that they don't really understand. What's going on there? The Raja told us that people don't, before the Ramah told us that people don't sleep in a sukkah at night. Yeah, it's too cold, but other reasons, people don't sleep in the sukkah at night. Yeah? So, and here he's telling us that, if you made a sukkah and there's something that's stopping you from sleeping at night, then it's a pasul sukkah. But wait a second, people don't sleep in the sukkah anywhere in the night. Yeah? What exactly is the Ramah talking about? What case? What's the Ramah talking about where he says that if things come up and they stop you from sleeping there at night? People don't sleep in the sukkah at night anyway. So in this, there's a Magen Avraham, but it's Machlokes how to learn the Magen Avraham. Okay. Some say that pshat is that there are still my place where it's not cold. Yeah, where it's not cold at night. So in theory, in such a place, people could sleep. But if something happens, there's Ganadim, whatever the case is, and people can't sleep at night, then you would be, that wouldn't be a good sukkah. Okay? I don't think I explained it very well. Let me just say that again. If we're talking about, if the Ramah is talking about a case which is anyway cold, okay, and on that he's telling us that if there's Ganavim around, yeah, so that's why people won't sleep there. So what exactly is he telling us? Yeah, people anyway don't sleep there. Yeah, we told us before that there's a patur because of the cold. So what is the Ramah talking about? So one way to learn is, it's talking about a place which is not cold. Yeah, a place that it's not cold, you would normally sleep in the sukkah, but because of the Ganavim, you won't sleep there, and that's why it's possible. Okay. According to that, yeah, it comes out that if Eina Tami, you don't normally sleep in the sukkah, it's too cold, so the sukkah doesn't have to be roy for Shana. Yeah? The sukkah is too cold to sleep there, so even if there's Ganavim there, that Liyotur wouldn't be cold, yeah, you still wouldn't sleep because of Ganavim, it doesn't matter. This sukkah is not oymed for sleeping. It's too cold in this area, so people don't sleep there. The sukkah is not oymed for sleeping, therefore all you have to do is make the sukkah roy for eating and drinking. Yeah, it doesn't have to be roy for Shana. In a place which is cold, and you've got this patur anyway because it's cold, so the sukkah is not oymed for sleeping. I don't care if Kalaim I'm going to come at night. Look, it doesn't make a difference to me. This is not oymed for sleeping. Okay, so I don't have to make it roy for sleeping. It's not oymed for sleeping. Okay. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is, no. Even though a person won't be sleeping there, yeah, doesn't matter. It still has to be roy for Shana. It still needs to be roy for Shana. You can't make in a place where there's nothing. Even though Lamaisa, you're not going to be sleeping there, it doesn't matter. You have to, your sukkah, the requirements of sukkah are to make it roy as much as possible for all the living experiences, for eating, for drinking, and for sleep. Okay? So those are two different ways to learn the Ramah. Whether, if anyway you're not going to sleep there because it's cold, does it still have to be roy for sleeping either way or not? Okay.
Why do you
have
to use the word caution? Before people don't get caution,
what
make it for sleep? For
sleep,
it's
cold.
Right. Why
do you have to
use the word caution? Caution, do not caution, after.
No, I don't understand. Right.
Whatever
can be. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're talking about whether a sukkah has to be.
Before, there's no way that I can tell
it
because before I come,
there are floor and
sleep.
What can they prepare for the sleep? No, but yeah, it's too cold to sleep there. It's too cold to sleep there. Or you've got another one. What do you mean they don't prepare things for sleeping? Okay, so let's say you do that. So. No, but we're saying that if you're too scared to sleep in the sukkah at night, because the robbers might come. So that we're saying the Ramah says that's a possible sukkah. You're too scared to sleep there. You won't sleep there. You're too scared to sleep there. Even if you've got a bed there, you've got everything there. It doesn't make a difference. You won't sleep there. You're scared of the robbers. Okay, so the Ramah says that's a possible sukkah.
If it's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah, the pasul's not. Yeah, that might be quite on the different machlokes we said before. Yeah. Okay. All right. So getting back to our case of the pizza shop with the sukkah. Okay. So if the vote is what we just said before, if we say that a sukkah, which is, we said before that a sukkah which is in a cold area is not oymed for sleeping. And therefore, even if there's love in there, other things there, and you won't sleep there anyway, even without the cold, it doesn't matter. Why? So it's not only for sleeping. Okay. Perhaps there's room to suggest a chiddush, which is that a sukkah of a restaurant, a sukkah of a pizza shop, is not only meant for sleeping. All it's there for is for eating. That's the whole purpose of this thing. So maybe there's room to say that such a sukkah doesn't require a roy for sleeping. Why? Because it's not oimet for that. It's only oimet for eating. So maybe such a sukkah would be kosher, even though no one would sleep there at night because you're scared of the rat. Yeah, doesn't matter because that sukkah is oimet for only oimet for achida, not for sleeping. Okay, it's a bit of a chiddush because you can definitely mechalek, right? Because the case of the cold is the cold is physically preventing you from doing it. But here, there's no condition or anything preventing you. The owner of the shop decided to put up a sukkah, which is only for eating. So it's definitely not the same case. Okay, you know that's one potential suggestion. Okay, but you can't. You need a sukkah. Okay, right? You can't because the Torah requires you to have a. Well, hang on a second. Okay. Huh? Yeah, right. Okay, but he's asked. You're right. Right. Okay. Now, okay. So again, going back into the Ramah says that if you have a sukkah which is not oimet for sleeping, you're scared of these bandits. Yeah, you can't sleep at night. It's possible for all Shi'im Muslim. It's not called that's not a sukkah. Okay. The Makor Chaim says I think it's a chiddush. Yeah. He says, you know, the Ramah which says that it's possible. That's talking about a case where a person only has one sukkah. He has one sukkah. He has one sukkah. The sukkah that he has to be roy for all tashmishim, for eating, for drinking, and for sleeping. Yeah. If he doesn't, he's scared to sleep there at night. So his sukkah is not a good sukkah. It can't facilitate all the things he needs to do in a sukkah. That's possible. If a person has two sukkahs, one which is going to sleep in, and one which is going to eat in, then each sukkah doesn't have to meet the other one's requirements, as it were. He said it's normal. A person can have in his own home. A person can have a room which is omit for sleeping, yeah, and maybe even not roy for achila. And he can have a room which is omit for achila and maybe not omit for sleeping. That's how you make a house. That is part. That's a house. And the requirement of sukkahs is teishu came to do it. You live in a sukkah. You make a sukkah the way you make a house. So in which case, if you have two sukkahs, one which is omit for achila. One which is oimed for sleeping, the one which is oimed for achila doesn't have to be roy for sleeping, and the one which is oimed for sleeping doesn't have to be roy for achila. Okay, and in which case everything's fine. Yeah, so in your own home you can do that, and then in this case over here with a restaurant with a pizza shop, yeah, you should have the same thing. Yeah, a person in his own home he's got his sukkah which is oimed for all tashmishim, but he's got like another dining room ke'ilu. He's got the restaurant is the type of dining room. It's only oimed for achila potato. That's not a problem. He himself has met all the requirements that he needs to do. He has a sukkah which is oimed, or he has the ability to matan the mitzvah sukkah, but through all the different facets, through eating, through sleeping, and drinking. Right. Therefore, for him to go to the pizza shop in Bnei Brak, even though he can't sleep there, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Oh, very good. Right. Yeah. So right, exactly. That will come out. According to this, yeah, it will come out that if a person didn't have a sukkah at home for whatever reason, he wouldn't be able to eat in this pizza shop. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. No, saying, yeah, but only customers who have a sukkah at home. Only someone who has two sukkahs, as in this is the second sukkah, would work. How do you know? Huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, right. And I found it, yeah. As I mentioned before, from the Shah Sion, you do find that. If you've got a tiny sukkah, yeah, 7x7, yeah. So if the Na'ar Shalom Prima Ganim say that if for he himself it's uncomfortable, he can't sleep there, and the family, he's got a big saying it. Okay. Huh? Yeah, if according to the Ramban, according to the Rif, yeah, okay. I don't know if this Makor HaChaim is accepted or Halacha. I don't know, Dr. Rob. Just to summarize, we're saying like this: that at least the Halacha is definitely Lecha Achila. Yeah.